Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented as always by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Oliville, and Eric Bickle. That is a foursome. And joining us right now is our pal Mike Rizzo, president and general manager of your Washington Nationals. He's brought to you by FH Fur, FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, the official plumbing partner of the Washington Nationals. Absolutely the best. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. So, kind of have a general question for you that we don't really know. I was watching, I think it's called MLB Tonight on the MLB channel last night, and they're kind of bouncing around from game to game. And Joe Maddon was fired, and Harold Reynolds and Dan Plesac, I believe it was, were talking. And Reynolds went on kind of this rant about players having to show up to the park at like 1 p.m. and too many meetings.
He's
and taking the joy
like
out of the games.
Maddon was like a drill sergeant, right?
A little bit. I kind of caught it. I didn't catch
like
the beginning of it.
I don't know.
But it left us kind of wondering, like, when do guys have to show up to the park? Has it changed over the years? Are there more meetings now because of the analytics? What's going on?
No, I think guys come to the park, at their preparation level. Some guys are there earlier than others. Some guys have different routines than others. Guys sometimes will work out, they'll lift their weights well before the games. Jason Worth, for example, lifted weights right at right before game time. So there's different routines for different people. I played for Joe Maddon a long, long time ago. One thing I do know is he's not a drill sergeant. He's a mm-hmm. player's manager. Man's won World Series in a heck of a lot of games, and he's a really good manager. So I think that those are analysts looking for reasons and excuses and that type of things, but the players work extremely hard. Their preparation is very in-depth, and they get to the ballpark early. We make it as comfortable as we can for them and for their preparation, and I think each team does it a little bit different, but players get ready at their own pace.
Can you describe, and I know, Mike, you're extremely loyal. I'm not asking you to badmouth anyone. I'm truly not. But describe the style. Like, they always said, I liked Matt Williams, but they always said he had like a tight clubhouse. That was the rumor, right, on the outside. He had, his clubhouse was tighter, for example. And Dusty's sort of legendary for being a player's guy, like you say, Maddon is, which I take your word for. I believe you. Are those kind of characterizations fair? Like, of all the managers, have they all been different? Have the clubhouses generally been the same in your opinion, or have some been tighter and others been looser?
Well, each guy has their own personality, obviously, and some are more rules friendly than others. And we forget Matt Williams won a division championship mm-hmm. and a Manager of the Year award, and Dusty will be in the Hall of Fame as a manager soon after he retires. You're talking about Dusty Baker and Davey Johnson, two of the greatest managers of all time. So we've been lucky here in D.C. We've had legendary managers that have won hardware, won titles, and that type of thing. And, you know, followed up by Dave Martinez, who's, you know, the one manager that won us a World Series. So each guy has their own personality. Each guy runs their clubhouse a little bit different. You know, the important thing is how do they interact and how do they impact the players, and, cause their job is to make the, you know, the roster as good as it can be, and to maximize the talent levels of each individual player on the roster.
Mike, we know you love Davey, but with Madden now out there and available, do you have to go to ownership and say, we should at least discuss Madden's available? Is that something that just gets discussed, or do you even think about it? Like,
good question.
How does that work?
No, terrible question. Horrible question. No, it's such a radio station media question. Right. We will not do that. Dave Martinez is our manager. He's a great manager. He's a World Series championship manager, and he's the guy to take this team to the next level when we're prepared to do so, and I think we're prepared to do so in the near future.
Hey, it's interesting, though, that Girardi, I know you're a big fan of Girardi, by the way, Girardi and Madden both fired in the middle of their third seasons. You know, usually NFL coaches will get, you know, I know that some coaches will get fired in their first year, 2 years, but it's rare. Usually these coaches will get at least 3 or 4 years. But and I know they got big payrolls in both of those teams, but those are two big-name guys fired in the middle of their third season.
Yeah, you know, 13-game losing streaks will do that to right. You know, to ownership groups. It's you know, this is you know, at times a knee-jerk reaction business, and I think that you know, the Angels' expectations were to, you know, are to win this year, and they still may, because, you know, we played them, and the script was 180 degrees from what it is today. So you know, they were riding high and playing great, and people, including yourselves, were talking about Madden as a you know, manager of the year candidate at the time. So you know, things go fast, and you know, this is the players are the ones that were playing, and oftentimes that managers and coaches, you know, get caught up in these losing streaks in a way that that, you know, tries to jumpstart teams and that type of thing. So you know, it's a thing that that is hard to put your thumb on, but obviously both of those teams were looking for, you know, kind of jump starts to a season that wasn't going as they planned at the time, and they felt that earlier was better than later.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Mike Rizzo, GM of your Washington Nationals, also president of baseball operations. Since Cakes kind of opened the door about conversations between GMs and their owners, I'm wondering, is there any conversation, and you have to be aware when you're watching the games, about the attendance? And maybe you expected the attendance to come down a little bit because the team isn't contending for a World Series like you've been used to the last decade plus. Do you guys have conversations about that?
Well, we have, you know, we have, I have ownership meetings every 2 weeks. We discuss in the entirety of the organization like we always do. And, you know, attendance and revenue streams are always a part of our conversation, as well as the baseball preparation side.
I want to ask you about Stras, Mike. So Stras is going to return, and I can't, you know, speak for the other guys. I speak for me. I love when Stras pitches, right? And he's the reason why I became a Nats fan, right? When he drafted, he and Harper, I think I've told you this many times. I'm intrigued by that dude. And even this stage of his career at 33, which I can't believe he's 33, I'm still intrigued every time he takes the mound. JP threw out their expectations. I said that you would say, and I think this, you just want him to get through with the out. You don't care, even kind of like the minor league stuff. You don't even really care if he has a bad outing per se, numbers wise. You want to get through and be healthy. Is that fair? Or do you want him to go out? I mean, obviously you want him to pitch 7 shutout innings, but what are realistic expectations?
No, I think, you know, realistic expectations are we want him to be Strasburg, you know, typical Steven Strasburg when he's on the mound, and give us a chance to win the baseball game. And you know, we'll watch him and monitor him closely as for his stuff and you know, when he wears down and that type of thing. But there'll be no restrictions on him or limitations on him. You know, he's a healthy pitcher. We will treat him such as that. But we'll treat him as a pitcher, you know, that is coming off the disabled list and a guy that we'll monitor very, very closely. But you know, expect him to be him, to be himself. You know, he's you know, his fastball velocity is still coming. His command is good. His breaking ball and changeup are obviously have been good in his rehab assignments, and it'll be fun to see him in on a big league mound competing in an actual big league game. So you guys know when he's on the mound, he's as good as anybody in baseball, and has been as good as anybody in baseball. So it'll be fun to watch him pitch tomorrow.
I know that you've said on the air here with us that you've been trying to get your pitchers, you know, you got to challenge your hitters, right? You got to bust them inside. You got to, you know, use the inside part of the plate, that kind of thing. You can't nibble around it. Strauss is not a guy, doesn't strike me, that does that, right? Max is a guy, when he was here, those guys didn't do that stuff. Is that fair to say? Those guys don't do that?
Yeah, they don't do it. They don't have to do it. Their command and their control and their command is pinpoint. They know how to navigate all four quadrants of the strike zone, and that's what those elite pitchers do. When we talk about, you know, be aggressive in the strike zone, we're talking about, you know, guys who are, you know, usually younger in their development that need to. You cannot give up half of the plate, the inner half of the plate, for these major league hitters, for them to, you know, to dive over the plate and hit the ball to the opposite field, because it just eliminates the, you know, 50% of the way you can get a hitter out. So you have to pitch to all four quadrants of the plate. You have to pitch with good command and get ahead of hitters, because if you guys you guys run the numbers when you're 1-0 as opposed to 0-1, it changes the dynamic of the at bat, which is the dynamic of the inning, which is the dynamic of the game. So each batter's important. You want to get ahead of each and every one to give yourself a better chance of success that day. So, you know, to me, you know, being aggressive within the strike zone is you know, a vital part of a pitcher's development and you know, things that we have to work on, not only at the minor league level to prepare guys for the big leagues, but once they get to the big league level, they have to continue to improve in that in their capability of doing that.
When you watch a game, Mike, and you're up there in your box, you got all those tools at your disposal, and you're watching, and the guy starts out 1-0, right? You go, God damn! Like, I mean, are you like
every pitch, every game? Yeah. I don't.
Are
think
you
so.
Are you doing that? Like, is your frustration level at that point or no?
No, I don't think so. I do. You know, I do react to trends and that type of thing. You know, uh-huh. If you're a pitcher that is walking a bunch of guys or falling behind a bunch of guys, and you do that coming out of the beginning of the game, it's frustrating because you know it shows that you haven't learned from start to start, which is what we're trying to get our young starters to do. You know, get better each and every start. It'll be incremental. It could be very nuanced based, but it's something that we want to see some type of improvement each and every time out. So it's not each individual pitch, but it's kind of a general feel of how that start went and how the progression of each pitcher is going.
Mike, so, is it just coincidence that Strauss making his first start on the road instead of the first game of the homestand tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a coincidence. It's just the way his rehab schedule fell.
Gotcha.
You know, it's not anything. You know, Strauss has pitched in front of 50,000 people in Game 6 of a World Series, so I don't think he's worried about his first time back at Nats Park. He's going to embrace it. He's going to enjoy it. He'll love being back with his DC fans, and he'll have one start under his belt when he gets there.
Right.
What kind of contract is Aaron Judge going to get?
Not sure. I haven't really dove into the numbers yet. But he's a hell of a player and one of the faces of baseball and having a great year right now. So
he'd hit a lot of homers in Nats Park, Mike.
He hits a lot of homers in Yellowstone Park. He hit them out of any park. So yes.
Are we gonna? Is this a fair question? When is the trade deadline? We're ways away.
Ask Mike. He knows.
End of July.
Yeah. Are we going to be buyers or sellers at the trade deadline?
We still have a long ways to figure that out. But I would assume that if we play at the rate we're playing, we'll probably be careful sellers and make sure that we maximize, you know, the players at least with expiring contracts. And I don't think that would come as a shock to anybody on the radio station right now.
No. Nope. Mm-hmm. In other words, say goodbye to Josh Bell
and Nelson Cruz.
And Nelly. Although,
those are our words, not Mike's.
Hey, Luis Garcia. Hey, Luis Garcia's been hitting the ball, man. 390?
Yeah, it's very small sample size, but he can hit, and he's always hit as throughout his very young minor league career and into big leagues. So, yeah, we feel good about where he's at in his development. He's a work in progress at shortstop at the big league level, which is a very, very difficult position to be in, a work in progress as a shortstop in the big leagues, because, to me, it's the second toughest defensive position on the field besides catcher. You're the quarterback of the infield, and I think that, that added responsibility, adds to the workload of a young 22-year-old player. So I think he's handling it well. I think you've seen a little bit of improvement in his footwork from the opening couple of games to that series in Cincinnati, where I think he took a step forward defensively. And I think that at the end of the day, he's going to be fine. But there's going to be some lean moments at shortstop. But mm-hmm. you know when he's in that batter's box, he's exciting. He's got bat speed, balance, and power. Again, like I said, he's at the age of a college senior right now, so he's a pretty good prospect.
All right, Mike, appreciate the time as always. It's Mike
Thank
Rizzo,
you,
President
Thanks,
GM
fellas,
of your Nationals.
All right, man.
All right, buddy.
He, of course, presented by FH for Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, the official plumbing partner of the Washington Nationals. Absolutely the best.
I thought it was a great question. I knew he wouldn't answer it, but
of course
I thought
he
was a great question.
One of the better managers of the game, just floating out there. He got,
because I knew what his response was going
to
be.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, he's got enough going on. He doesn't need to deal with being asked about Joe Madden.
The last thing he's going to say is, yeah, we might talk about Joe
dabble.
Madden in the offseason.
Yeah.
I think my question in hindsight was stupid, like they would be buyers at the trade deadline.
Yeah. I thought actually he was going to say, well, we're always buyers and sellers.
Yeah.
I mean, because I was thinking about it. I was like, well, they're probably going to dump more guys.
If you're trading Josh Bell for two guys, you're buying two.
But his answer was, we're selling. If we stay on this current path, if we stay on this path that we're on, we'll be careful.
Didn't you kind of say that last year, though? Because I remember last year, this is a repeat. Last year, we were kind of pressing them about this time, and then all of a sudden, we didn't expect them to sell Trey Turner.
Yeah.
He sold Scherzer and Turner.
Right. No, they lit the place on fire.
Yeah, but again, don't do it halfway. If you're gonna rip it down, rip it all the way down.
Well, they did, Cakes.
Well, that's good.
I got it.
I think that's smart.
Pitching yesterday is 1-10.
Well,
I think that was the guy he was talking about, right? When he was saying learn from start to start, he was talking about Adon.
Look,
it had to have been.
You knew
they
got a couple guys.
You knew they're going to be growing pains.
Yeah, but in JoJo.
When you deal away Turner and Max, you know that you're going to take a step back. You just know what's going to happen. This big of a step, might not have thought that, but you knew there would be regression.
I hadn't really heard of Adon, and I remember in spring training, I think he had like one really good start. Struck out a bunch of people, then I looked up his info. I think he's only 22. He's really young.
He's young.
And he threw gas. I was like, this guy might be silly.
Yeah, 1-10. You bought into spring training.
I know you're not supposed to pay attention.
You know, okay. Guys throw hard all the time. Doesn't mean they're good.
His ERA is 7.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I think that's what Mike's talking about, just learning from start to start how to pitch.
But Corbin's is close to 7, too.
But, Jason, I'm...
They're not good.
Maybe
I'm... He's not good this year.
Maybe it's not the case. I always thought... You should know how to pitch before you got to the big leagues. Like, why do you have to learn at the big league level? I mean, I understand there's a learning curve every level, but...
Because all these players are better. These hitters are better.
I can't get away with
stuff. So you got to learn from AAA to minor major. But, I mean, you should know the fundamentals of how to pitch.
Like, no, I think they know the fundamentals, but it's just how you attack certain hitters. I mean, the Marlins lineup is... I mean, they're pretty good. Even though the record isn't great, the lineup is pretty good. You make mistakes against them, even though they're a bad team, you're going to get crushed like you did.
Well, at least there won't be a lot of people in the stands when Strasburg makes his return, because that place is a freaking mausoleum.
Yeah, it is.
Down in Miami. It is gross.
All right, going to give you a chance to win some Dave Matthews Band tickets coming up at 9:45 on a game show Wednesday. But next up, it's the entertainment page here on The Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. IHateStevenSinger.com.
All right, boys. By the way, I don't know, Valdez, during the segment, if you're just bored, maybe you can capture some of the audio. Mickelson held his presser today.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear that.
Yeah. He looks terrible.
First time he's talked.
With the beard. And he's also getting older.
No, he looks terrible.
Yeah, he didn't look good.
He looks like he's been through the ringer. Looks like he's had some personal issues.
And he's had some.
I think so.
Yeah. So what happens when you're sweating huge amounts on games?
Well,
he's a degenerate. That's what happens.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
I'm going to tell you some things that
I heard.
You.
It affects the way you look, the way you act.
He looks terrible. He literally looks awful. And by the way, it's weird to see him when he's not logoed out. Because he's been publicly stripped of all of his sponsors.
Hey, he's in the market for some new sponsors.
Yeah, and it does sound like a sham operation they're running over there. They can barely get through these pressers. The guys have terrible answers.
Right. When's the last time
the media is just mocking them?
Yeah, when's the last time we actually heard Phil speak? Was that in...
Publicly? We haven't.
Not this year?
I don't think since all the stuff. No, he spoke Bob Herrig. I mean, I don't know, since this suspension or whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
And we're hearing, even though the PGA, they've never announced the suspensions... that it's a 1-year suspension.
That's what somebody's saying, yeah.
Yes.
That would know, you would think.
That started in February, maybe?
Maybe. So. Whenever all this crap went down.
Yep.
All right, so this is actually fascinating, and I think it's great casting. I think, number one, you got a great actress.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it's kind of wild how this works. You know that they can make her look just like her. Julia Garner has been offered the role to play Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
In a biopic.
I definitely see that.
Isn't that a no-brainer?
That's great casting.
Great casting.
Yeah.
Now, you want it to be based on talent more so than look, but she has both,
mm-hmm.
right?
Definitely.
I mean, she's super-duper talented.
Yep.
And I still haven't seen it, so don't tell me. I don't want any spoilers on who's...
Ozark?
Yes.
I'm not going to spoil anything.
We need to
for
wait
you.
Till Netflix takes it off.
I don't know.
I actually forgot Ozark. You know, even had their seasons.
You were so excited to see it, and then you knocked it out.
Yeah, but I knocked it out in one weekend.
And by the way, he's going to stay with just 20 minutes of Top Gun forever.
Right.
Correct.
You're never going to see it.
You're never going to go back.
It was really good.
I know, but I just know you.
It's 4.7.
Maybe like 3 months from now it shows up. But you're not even. You never even really.
I'm going to go in a couple weeks. I got to go because when I go, I'm going to get. Somebody sent me it's either a meme or a GIF. I think it was a GIF of a guy in the theater with the world's largest bag of popcorn and a little Diet Coke, just pummeling the Diet Coke.
Fantastic.
The bag of popcorn was like 3 feet long and 2 feet wide. That's me. I can't go to the movie theater not just
gorge on popcorn. It amazes me in some of the movie theaters, they will refill your popcorn. Like, it's like the biggest popcorn
because it's 20 cents.
Ever. I just don't understand. Unless you're feeding like 8 people out of the bucket of popcorn they give you, who's going for a who goes through the
whole
popcorn?
I don't know, because I feel sick.
That needs more.
I feel sick, but I finish a bucket every time.
Movie popcorn is delicious.
No,
but
the large bucket.
You eat an entire bucket by yourself?
At the 20-minute mark, I was done.
Wow. That is prodigious popcorn eating.
You have the ad nauseum, just the never-ending previews, which I'm bored to tears.
I mean, I like movie popcorn. Don't get me wrong, but I can't eat a whole bucket of it. I would get sick of it.
Oh, I feel sick.
Personally, I would get sick of it.
I feel sick.
Now, nachos is a different story.
Yeah.
Nachos. I'm cleaning that plate.
But we're all in on Julia Garner playing Madonna, right?
Yes.
In the biopic, which I had some good expectations for it until I saw, I believe, that Madonna is like directing it.
Mm. How old is Madonna now?
60,
mid-60s,
64. I think Cakes is right.
I think she's about 64. I'm going to guess.
I think he's all over it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just feel like maybe a more polished professional director would be better served than Madonna doing
it. Did you see the trailer for the Elvis movie?
She's 63.
She's apparently getting a lot of
hype. I did, and...
Didn't move you?
No.
Maybe slightly...
What's the name of that?
Thrown. I didn't think that guy looked like Elvis. It bothered me. I thought he looked kind of like Elvis.
A little bit like him, yeah.
Kind of like him.
I'll be honest. Don't really care that much about Elvis.
I know.
I know he's an American institution.
No, I don't either.
Before my time.
But I like music, biopics. I do like that kind of thing.
I'm kind of a sucker for those two, but Elvis doesn't really move me.
But that is an... is it? Right, because it's before our time. But, I mean, it's such a transformative artist that changed
the world. Obviously.
So don't you have some intrigue? I know that you don't care about his songs. I'm with you. I don't care about any of his songs.
If they make a good movie out of it, I could be compelled
did you like
to watch
the Elton
it.
John thing, even though it was weird?
Rocket Man was pretty good.
I liked it. I loved the Queen movie, right?
Queen movie
Queen
was very
loved pretty
it,
good.
But we all like Queen.
But I was more into Queen than I was
and
Elvis.
And I'm more into Elton John than I am, believe it or not, Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this guy's got he's got way too skinny of a face.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like Elvis.
Well, he's young Elvis.
Throws me.
I mean,
well, you know, I know.
No,
but
he goes through the range. You see him at the end.
But even Elvis, he had like more of an oval face than this guy. Like, Will Smith looked just like Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You buy into it. I every time I see this trailer, I punch out. And Elvis has got a great story.
Yeah, I
just
know.
Can't take it seriously.
I thought I was watching it, struggling with it. But I also thought I read, am I crazy?
Struggling.
Didn't I read that Justin Bieber did some bit in the Elvis movie? Didn't I read that he got like...
I don't know what you read.
Yeah.
Did you read that too?
I didn't.
All I know is the Beliebers in this area, they're distraught because he had to pull the plug in his concert at Capital One, which was scheduled, I think, for Friday.
Why is that?
This Friday. Sick.
Oh, he's sick.
Yeah. Biebs.
Did you see the video of him? I think it was on TMZ where he went. He got the big story was he was in New York and he got rejected at this legendary Italian restaurant.
Okay.
Which apparently, like, even if you go to the website, 30 days out, it says no reservations available.
Okay.
And so, obviously, the day of, you can't get a reservation. So, so Biebs and his entourage and his girl.
Yeah.
What's her name? Haley Baldwin or whatever?
I think that's right. I don't know.
They showed up and they rejected Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
It's like, when was the last time Justin Bieber's been rejected?
Right.
Couldn't
someone
get a table.
Said no to him.
Yeah, they said no to him. So then he went to another fancy restaurant.
We don't have a table.
And they had video of Bieber in this fancy restaurant. You know, one of these that none of us would go to.
Yeah.
Everyone's loaded, presumably. Everyone's wearing suits. Everyone's dressed up nicely. And Biebs is in there with his entourage. He takes off his bright red orange jacket. He's wearing a, they call, you know, he used to call him wife beater.
Tank top.
A tank top.
Yeah.
A white tank top.
I mean, a bro tank.
He just looked like an idiot.
Right.
I thought you were going to say he was cutting his steak like Cakes used to, like a Neanderthal.
I wouldn't doubt that he is. I wouldn't doubt that he is. But it's like, dude, like, are you just going to wear Justin Bieber clothes everywhere? Like,
it's kind of his brand.
So you're just going to go in a tank top? Like, literally a white t-shirt tank
top?
He's
a megastar. He can do what he wants.
He obviously can. His crew look nubs. They're all dressed, you know, they look like me. Just terrible. You know, sweats, right. Hoodies.
All right.
Velour, so that's what they sweatpants.
Do.
That's
what they do.
No, I'm like, you're in a nice restaurant. Why don't you class it up a little bit?
I know. Well, they shouldn't have let him in.
Yeah. Nick Cannon. Is
I mean, aren't there dress codes for nice restaurants?
Generally, yes.
Where's the dress
oh, there's
code?
No chance you could walk into Ruth's Chris with a hat on backwards and a wife beater.
There's no chance.
I don't know if I should say that.
You should. They shouldn't call it that. You should call it a white tank top.
A white tank top, sorry.
Correct.
Plain white tees.
It's hard to
plain
get
white
that.
Tees.
We called that for 50
sure.
years. It's hard to. You can't call it that.
I apologize.
I get
but
it.
I think the name of the actor is Austin Butler, who's playing Elvis.
Yeah.
And we were in watching the trailers for when we were there for Top Gun Mav, and my daughter said, "Oh my God, that's Austin Butler."
Karan greater than Austin.
He was on Nickelodeon or something.
He was on Disney. He was on Hannah Montana.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
He was on like Zoe or whatever the show was called.
Yep.
Of course, they know all those guys.
Right.
I had no clue. Never seen him before.
You know what? You shouldn't. You shouldn't know who that is.
And I won't see the movie.
No.
Nick Cannon is in the news. Remember, he
knocked somebody up again?
Well, he might have.
He's got a ton of kids.
He remember that they said he had met a guy that was going to give him the surgery,
mm-hmm.
right? A urologist. And he had scheduled some sort of consultation to talk about having a vasectomy. Well, now he's saying that apparently... The stork is on the way. Oh,
has he not read the bulletin that we're using up the world's resources at an alarming rate? He's going to have 50 kids? I mean, what's he doing?
In fact, he hinted at breaking his personal record of 3 babies in 1 year.
Man, that is a lot of work.
So this is number 8?
Or 9. He said he admitted to sleeping around quite he had an epic December. He said he admitted sleeping around quite a bit last December, so we'll have to stay tuned for more Cannon babies this fall.
Man, those condoms must keep breaking.
He said, here's his quote, if you thought
he's
it was
a
lot of kids last year, wait till this year.
Does he even know what a condom looks like? Like, if you took it out of the package and held it in front of him and say, what is this item?
I know he knows what child support checks look like. Because
sure.
he's writing a lot of them.
Well, no wonder he has 100 jobs. And wasn't he in the hospital, like, a few years ago because he was, like, exhausted? Like, they're like, you're working too much, bro. You need to slow down.
By the way,
pump the brakes.
This is not an entertainment story, per se. But I saw this yesterday about Tyler Hero.
Mm-hmm.
So Tyler Hero plays for the Miami Heat, was the sixth man of the year. He, I guess, married or maybe had a baby with some Instagram model. I don't know her name. But they were together. And then the headline was that he cheated on her
mm-hmm.
with somebody. Okay. NBA baller. Shocker.
Right.
He cheated on her.
Don't be surprised.
But do you know how she fired back? She scrubbed her Instagram, scrubbed
mm-hmm.
all her social media.
Yeah.
And then she went on a rant saying he had a small D.
Oh, no. That's
pretty good comeback. I mean, pretty good comeback. He can do some things.
Sure. That's Katya Henry. Katya Henry.
Yes.
She joned on a small D.
Yeah, but she was with him for like a year or
two. Do you have the quotes?
Looks like he just looked it up.
No, I looked up his personal life on Wick.
Right.
But Katya Henry.
How big is Tyler Hero?
Like
was he
6'7"? Isn't he? Or is he
6'7"? Is he even that tall?
No, I don't think
he's
6'7".
6'5"?
I'm
going to
say 6'4", 6'5".
Okay.
Maybe he's got a number.
It's pretty tall.
He's got a Johnny Cakes.
He's got a ROM. It's always a ROM. Okay? I have to pass the buck.
I mean, right. This is just the headline. Katya Elise Henry says Heat Tyler Hero has a small P after he cheated on her after she had his baby.
Right.
Speaking of Rom.
Well, she didn't have a problem with it when he wasn't cheating
on her. Rom in a bid for ADs redid the Rom Brady pose with the underwear, and wow, it is not a flattering look for Rom. But again, they're ADs, and
do you give him charity LOLs when he sends you those texts? Or he
sometimes
says,
I do.
See,
a lot of times I don't, but sometimes I do.
I tell him. I say
sometimes I'm guilty of
it. I say have dignity. Like this is embarrassing. You're embarrassing. Yeah. I know it's your brand. Stop. Stop, you're embarrassing
him. He's getting it in because, remember, he claimed once he has the kid, he's
retiring. I literally
retiring.
Told him today, I said, make your wife
he's
proud
beyond
of you for once.
He's beyond embarrassment. He doesn't care.
I said, what? Imagine, make your mother proud. Make your wife proud. Make your daughter proud.
Do you want to know the exact thing that X posted about Tyler
Hero?
Yes,
I like to hear.
So there's eggplant emoji, and then she says, already small. And he wants me to share it with other women. No, sir. And then a crying face.
That's kind of brutal.
A crying, like laughing, or crying, like really sad?
Crying, laughing.
Crying, laughing. She's laughing. She's laughing at him.
She's joning.
All right, guys. Are we playing a game when we come back?
Yeah, we can do some high-low. We have Dave Matthews Band tickets and tickets to the Giant Barbecue Battle.
Nice.
But you can give us more stories as well. If you want to partake in the morning matchup on a game show Wednesday, 800-636-1067.
All right, save 40% now at Thompson Creek's amazing sale. For a limited time, buy one window, get one 40% off, including expert installation and incredible finance options. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs replacement windows without the middleman markup, so you get the high-quality windows at an affordable price. And because your windows come direct from the local factory, Thompson Creek is able to replace them faster than the competition. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Save 40%. Call 855-57-CREEK now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Going to play high-low here shortly. You can call in at 800-636-1067. Getting our contestants lined up. But I know Jason Bishop has to plug something.
Yeah,
He has a new show.
Don't forget, the podcast is up. Today's the first episode sometime after 2 o'clock today. BetQL Picking Fatties. Of course, you can tweet me at Picking Fatties.
How'd the first show go?
Yes, Mr. Bickle, you can tweet me.
All right.
Yes.
Be careful.
First show was great. It was a little longer than we thought it was going to be.
Of course it was.
But that's just Skippy and I just talk.
You guys just ramble.
I mean, we can do 45 minutes in our sleep,
right.
But they wanted to keep it between 12 and 15 minutes. We went over that a little bit.
That's okay. Your bonus
it was the first
content.
Episode.
This is bonus content. Yeah, it was the
first
listeners.
Episode.
Just
exactly.
Giving the people what they want, more of what they want.
Yes, Richie.
How'd your picks do?
We're going to find out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
You got to download it.
You got to listen, Rick.
Yeah.
There you go.
He has a smile on his face, so I think he probably did okay.
No, I'm just... You guys are funny.
Well, it's going to change all the time.
I'll come in here bitter. It's probably tomorrow.
Hey, let me ask you a question real quick. Just a side thing, and we'll play the game. Am I a little sillier today, do you think?
Sillier how?
Like, is my brain working a little sillier today?
Are you on something?
Yeah.
You're on something.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
You're on new meds?
You think I'm on...
You're on a new med?
I'll tell you.
Supplement?
Do you think I've been a little sillier today than
Are you on Nugenix? Did you listen to the big hype? Get no. Nugenix?
I haven't noticed.
No, I took Alpha Brain this morning.
Alpha Brain. Okay.
Took 2 pills of Alpha Brain.
Brain is what it's called.
Yeah. It's to improve your focus.
And how has it worked?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You feel more focused?
I think I might be a little more silly today. I like 10% more silly.
How much did the Alpha Brain cost you?
It's like $30 for 30 pills. But I took 2.
$1 a pill?
Yeah, I took 2. You're supposed to take 2.
That's pricey.
Why don't you pass them out to us? And we'll give you a review as well.
I mean, sure. You want 2? Sure. I'll bring a 2. I mean, I got me and my son, we're experimenting. We're experimenting with Alpha Brain.
Was it like advertised?
I already have an Alpha Brain.
Yeah. Hey, was it advertised on some wacky podcast or something?
Right.
I've heard about it. Rogan's talked about it for years.
Are you sure you didn't take half a brain?
Nubs brain? I think I'm a little silly. I think my recall, a little bit silly. My number one problem?
Yeah.
Word retrieval as I've gotten older.
The distance
between, I know the answer, but it takes me 5 to 7 seconds to find the word.
The synapses might not be firing quite
as
quickly.
It's just, I'm just.
Slower. I'll give you credit in a Joan. You didn't say deter.
Right.
Oh, come on.
There's no way.
Reading
on.
Come on. I've been killed for Brooks like for 15 years.
You're going to get defensive. So just chill
and,
out.
He got the face. Do you see how quickly he got the face?
Like, well, because we did hammer him like 18 times.
It's like I'm in here with 5 wordsmiths.
No, but if you're going to Joan on us, then it's your turn. So that just goes everyone goes.
Well, yeah, but Joan on me for something you don't botch all the time too.
What do you mean?
I mean, Valdez joned on me. The guy can't put a sentence together.
I know. Well, because you screwed up, so it was his chance.
I was reading something quickly.
There's no way he really thought the word.
In Drab's defense, Eric today said aberrant instead of abhorrent.
He also said...
Every segment
there. He also said keratization instead of characterization.
You know what?
He did say that?
Yeah.
Does Alpha Brain have a refund? Can get a refund? Money back guarantee?
Yeah.
I think that was during the Rizzo interview.
It was during Rizzo.
He tried to say characterization, and he got rid of like 4 letters.
Oh, yeah, he shortened it. He breathed
it. He said characterization. I think he said characterization.
Like yeah.
When did I do that?
I think it was during the Rizzo interview.
I thought it was you just made up.
You don't
word.
Seem to have recall. You better buy Beta Brain. Right. Keep moving on to the next.
Donkey Brain.
Hey, just blame it on waking up at 4. That's all I do.
I'm trying to be silly.
Wake up at
4. I'm trying to be a sillier person.
Brain just doesn't fire.
I don't want to mischaracterize.
I didn't notice I said that. I noticed I said aberrant incorrectly.
Yes.
But I didn't notice I said
I noticed.
I didn't notice characterization.
Do you appreciate I didn't jump down your throat about it, though?
Yeah. Thank you. You know, I'm just trying to get through the show. Is it possible to do a show without
Alvin? It's a stunner that you wanted to pat yourself on the back about Alvin Brady.
No,
never happened before.
I'm worried about being quicker, a little quicker. I think I'm a little quicker on the
I think I was easier on the droning with Drabs to tear. Like,
I might have
used it once. I might have mimicked it.
Yes.
Once.
God forbid you slip up once.
No, but
dude, you brought up Bruckenheimer. That interview was for HFS.
I didn't attack you.
Nothing ever dies.
Wasn't there history with that?
Nothing will die. If you do something wrong, it
happened
in eternity.
When we were working for a rock station.
Okay.
Little bit.
Yeah. I'm never going to live that down, ever.
Are we going to play the game? It's 9:52.
Do we even want
It's been 10 years. Yeah. I can say literally now.
Why can't I say literally?
Literally.
All right, let's punch up a contestant real quick.
Steven in Arlington. Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Steven, I'm going to give you a little info on one player's salary, and you're going to tell me if the next player's salary is higher or lower. Carson Wentz is set to make $22 million this year. Jimmy Garoppolo, who may be a backup this year, is his salary higher or lower for 2022?
Higher.
It is. Going to make $24.2 million.
Wow, Carson Wentz is only at 22? I thought it was higher than that.
Congratulations. You're going to get tickets to Dave Matthews Band. Their show's coming up, Jiffy Lube Live, June 11th, 2022. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, courtesy of Live Nation.
You know, I heard a rumor from a guy who's given me pretty good rumors before.
Okay.
It mostly turned out to be true.
Right.
Like I say, he's been 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But that they're so thrilled with Wentz that they're openly discussing, obviously, extending him and lowering his cap hit.
Right.
That really worked out when they did that with Donovan McNabb.
Well, they got out of that 1 year. That was just PR.
So his cap hit is 28.
Yeah.
That's what the
word I heard was they're thrilled.
And trading for Alex Smith and lavishing him with an extension, that worked out well, too.
Who's up next?
But it's to lower the cap hit. Let's go to Dave and Alexandria. Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Dave. Patrick Corbin, opening day starter for your Washington Nationals, is making $23,416,666. Aaron Judge, set to be a free agent. Is salary higher or lower?
Lower.
It is lower.
It
Congrats.
Is.
We'll give you a full pack of tickets to the 30th Annual Giant National Capital Barbecue Battle, America's Food and Music Festival at Pennsylvania Avenue, 3rd to 7th Streets. Tickets valid for Saturday, June 25th. We'll also clear the lines and take the 10th caller at 800-636-1067.
What would you pay a guy if he hit 63 homers?
Pay him all the money he's asking for.
I guess. What's the going rate?
$35 million? Give me a number, and I'll
say
probably
40.
Come close
probably
to it.
Probably be 40 a year.
Wouldn't that be a silly lineup? Soto followed by Judge, left, right?
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, you're grass.
He can play center field. Play center field.
Look at the grass.
Center fielder.
You're going to have a hard enough time signing Soto.
You think the Nats are going to outbid the Yankees?
No, yeah. The next owner.
Them.
All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley. They're coming up next, right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.